Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, it's Sunday night. It's 7 o'clock, and live from Tone FM Towers in the middle of Taunton Town Centre, it's time for That's Entertainment. Supported by Taunton Brewhouse for live theatre, music, comedy, talks, workshops, and more. Visit tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk.
The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well next time beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. This is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little wretches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you.
Look for the
necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean a bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Well, it's one way to start this evening's show, isn't it? That is The Bare Necessities from, of course, Disney's Jungle Book. We've got a great show on the way for you this evening. It is That's Entertainment with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour. And I'll tell you what's on the way after our triple play.
You hear this from all of your food, but you must beach at night. Is that a hint of minty freshness? Oh, I am scared to death. I like a girl with a dazzling smile and tic-tac on her breath. Oh, don't kill me, lady with the pretty teeth.
I'm gonna love you.
Huh?
And take hold of you.
Slow down, baby.
How velvet glove you.
Velvet glove me?
My donkey.
Nothing but just great songs for the county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Can I just ask you, Billy, what does it feel like when you're dancing?
I can't really explain it. I haven't got the words. It's a feeling that you can't control. I suppose it's like forgetting, losing who you are, but at the same time, something makes you whole. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, and I'm listening, and I'm listening, and then I disappear, and then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside. Something burst in me, wide open, impossible to hide. And suddenly I'm flying, flying like a bird, like electricity, electricity. Sparks inside of me, and I'm free, I'm free. It's a bit like being angry, it's a bit like being scared, confused and all mixed up and mad as hell. It's like when you've been crying and you're empty and you're full, but I don't know what it is. It's hard to tell. It's like that there's music playing in your ear, but the music is impossible, impossible to hear. But then I feel it move me like a burning.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Are you a lover of the performing arts? Taunton Brewhouse is the place to be. Our exceptional lineup of events includes world-class comedy, classic drama, and live music performances by renowned artists. You'll be enchanted by the talent on stage, and with our bar and regular food offerings, you can make a night of it. We take pride in the quality of our shows, and our state-of-the-art facilities make every seat the best seat in the house. Experience the magic of live performance for yourself and book your tickets now at tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk or call the box office on 01823 283 244.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
That is Cameron Diaz with Little Girls from Annie. Before that, you had Liam Moa from Billy Elliot and that fantastic track, Electricity. And we kick-started with something completely different. Yes, Daniel Breaker from Shrek and Donkey Pot Pie from, of course, Shrek the Musical. Well, welcome along. It is That's Entertainment with me, Patch Jobson, until the top of the hour. On the way in this show, we've got another show of the week for you. We've got your movie soundtrack of the week as well. And we'll be taking a look at what's coming up at the Brewhouse as Jackie Budd talks to the chief executive, Vicky, about what's coming up in the next few weeks and months. So do stay with us for that later on in the show. Refreshed version of that classic track from Irene Cara. That is, of course, Fame from the TV show, from the stage musical, from the film, all of the same title. And I'm sure at some point we'll include that as our show of the week as well. Speaking of shows of the week, this week we're going to take you back to 2004 with a production that originally premiered at La Jolla Playhouse. It then progressed to Broadway from 2005 to 2017. And since its debut, it's been on two North American tours. tours, two national tours of the UK and Ireland, and up until the 4th of January this year, it was actually being performed at the Trafalgar Theatre in London until it finally closed its doors. It will, I'm sure, be back at some point, but we are, of course, talking about Jersey Boys, the show that was created by Marshall Brickman, Rick Alesi, and also a little bit of help from Bob Gaudio, one of the original members of the Four Seasons.
You.
A little bit of a medley from the Jersey Boys for your Sunday night. Do you know what? When you look back at that musical and you see which songs were included, it is like a who's who of music from that era. It included Big Girls Don't Cry, Sherry, December 1963, Oh What a Night, My Eyes Adored You, Stay, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, Walk Like a Man, and the list just goes on and on and on. Hopefully it will make a reappearance at some point. But that was our show of the week. It was, in fact, Jersey Boys.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to cool with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants, for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot. With my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a G.I. for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too.
She just can't be beaten, can she? Ella Fitzgerald and Too Darn Hot, originally written by Cole Porter for Kiss Me Kate, of course, back in 1948. OK, on the way, we've got your movie soundtrack, but that's not before we now catch up with Jackie Budd and Vicky from The Brewhouse to find out a little bit more about what's going on over the next month or so.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
It is 10:30 and I have Vicky in the studio with me this morning. Vicky is from the Brew House. Good morning to you, Vicky.
Morning, Jackie.
What a beautiful day again today.
It's glorious, isn't it? Let's hope it lasts.
I know. We've had a bit of a rough time with it, haven't we? I don't mind the rain, I have to say, but this sunshine, people love it.
Oh, they do.
They absolutely do.
And our theatre down by the river, we get so many people coming past and sitting and enjoying the space. It's so nice to see in the nice weather.
There's a lovely space down there. I can't understand why it's taken so long to sort of make it a feature of the town, really. Can you?
It was closed off for so long and then COVID.
Of course, yeah.
So it's back and it's lovely.
This is it. Especially during
the summer holidays and school holidays. We get lots of visitors.
Speaking of which, school holidays, summer. What's going on down at the Brew House that you can tempt people along with?
Oh my gosh, we've got absolutely loads going on. So we've got obviously lots of family performances to come and see. Julia Donaldson's Zog and the Flying Doctors, which I'd never heard of before, but now I've looked into it. It's so cute. Milkshake Live, that's for the real youngsters. Pot Party, Shark in the Park, loads and loads of wonderful performances. And during the school holidays, so from the 15th of July through to when they go back to school, we're turning the whole place into a camp brew house. So we've got a little pop-up play area campground in our gallery, which families can just come along, use for free, drop in play space, costumes, crafts, a little reading nook, and enjoy our cafe and all the fabulous ice cream that we've got there. And then there's some craft and activities and workshops for families going on along the same theme of Camp Brew House. Some of them are very low cost and some are even free. So there's lots and lots for kids and families to do during the holidays, especially if it's raining.
Yeah, Camp Brew House, that sounds like a great thing.
It's really lovely.
Absolutely great idea. And the ice creams, that sounds like... Do you have any doggy ice creams?
We do have doggy ice creams.
Yeah, because that's all the thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, we're dog friendly now. So.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, we decided that our foyer space might as well be used for people, dog walkers. We get so many dog walkers coming past, so I thought, well, let's open it up. So we did a little photo shoot the other week with some of the staff and their dogs, and my little dog Bean, who's a cocker spaniel, he's the poster boy for the dog ice cream, which is really cute.
Oh, that is so cute.
But yeah, it's great, and we've got outside tables and chairs so you can sit and watch the river go by and with your dogs, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun. We're passionate about our dogs down there.
Yeah, I know you are, as am I. Yeah, great. I love that. I'm going to come down. You've got an open thing, haven't you, concerning the dogs?
Yeah, because we have a great working relationship with St Giles Animal Centre. We hosted a quiz for them, as you know, Jackie, last year, which went really, really well as a fundraiser for them. And we're having, on the 20th of July, which is a Saturday in the morning, we're having a little dog adoption event. So St Giles will be there advertising some of their wonderful animals available for adoption, and I'm sure there'll be a few dogs around as well to come and pet.
Might be one or two.
One or two, yeah.
Oh, that is so great. I mean, you know, St. Charles, they do an amazing job. I don't want to make this about St. Charles but they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And we're all absolutely passionate dog lovers, so we had to make our space available for dogs to come in. It's just lovely.
So that's the 20th of July. Have to remind folks about that, won't I, on my Sunday show?
Yes,
I have to remind them about that. Absolutely. I've been quite a lot to the Brew House recently. You have got some amazing things going on there.
It is
absolutely buzzing down there, isn't it?
It's full of life and so busy. It's really, really nice, and our wonderful volunteers are so great at welcoming people coming in to see shows and films and take part in workshops, and it's really lovely. Really, really lovely. So many good shows on just now.
I'm going tonight, actually. Ronnie Scott's tonight.
Yeah.
Bit of jazz.
Lovely bit of jazz.
Nice bit of jazz. Let's just talk about volunteers a minute. Do you need any more volunteers, or are you absolutely chocker at the moment?
I mean, we're always welcoming new volunteers. Volunteers can apply at any time or send us an email. There are so many different activities around the building that they can get involved in. We're always welcoming new volunteers. We have about 120 currently, but that go from everything from front of house to bar to kitchen and cafe to technical to marketing. So there's all sorts of different things people can get involved in.
Yeah, they do such a good job down there. Absolutely, absolutely. Right then, let's have a bit of music and then we'll have another little chat because you've got some other stuff coming up, haven't you? A bit later on in the year, in August, where you've got stuff all the time happening down there. I mean, there's a David Bowie thing going on down there, isn't it? I was looking this morning. It's so buzzy. Right, okay, we're very lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I hope you all appreciate the Brewhouse, our lovely Brewhouse. Right, okay, let's crack on with the show. We're going to play a bit of music. We have got Hue and Cry for you now. And Vicky and I discovered we both love this track, so I hope you do too. Song. Nice one, that, isn't it?
It's great.
Vicky's got a colleague with her, Jake, this morning. Jake, did you like that one?
Loved it.
I think he might be telling us a porky.
I think he's a little bit too young.
I think he is. Okay, let's continue with your the wonderful goings on at the Brewhouse. What have you got to share with us this morning?
Well, continuing on the theme of summer, we've got our annual performance that we do in Castle Gardens on the 13th and 14th of August. This time it's 4:40 Theatre Company performing Midsummer Night's Dream and Twelfth Night all on the same night. So you get an abridged version of each with a break in the middle. It's hilarious. They're so much fun. So much fun. If you think you don't like Shakespeare, go along to one of these and you'll just fall in love with it because it's so funny. So good. Such good fun. So that's going on, Castle Gardens. And you can bring your own picnic and hopefully not umbrella,
nice.
But it's really
not.
There is a bar there, but you bring your own food and it's really, really lovely watching performance in a sort of natural environment. And the other one that we really looking forward to seeing is a performance called The Massive Tragedy of Madame Bovary, which is about a woman who's 19th century, I think, married to a French doctor and living a very, very boring life. So she just immerses herself in books and stories and starts falling in love with the characters. And that should be really, really fun to watch.
That's a great book. I've read that book.
Oh, you have?
Great book, yeah. I've actually got tickets for that one.
Wonderful.
I think I've got front row tickets.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'll be sharing with Elaine. You know Elaine that goes?
I do. Lovely Elaine. She always sits in the front row. We've even put a little plaque on the back of the chair.
And
dedicated to her because she's there all the time. She's so lovely.
She is lovely. But so that's Madame Bovary.
Yeah.
And that is, can you just remind us, the 17th, isn't it, if I remember?
That's the 17th of July. Yes, that's right.
17th of July. Yes, of course it is. I'm looking forward to that one very, very much indeed. What else have you got coming up then?
I'm going to say we've got lots of comedy coming up. Our comedy programme is always really, really full.
How's that going?
It's
your
great.
Comedy curry.
Yeah, curry and a comedy. So, that the next one is next Friday. It's our Brew Ha Ha comedy club night, and really until about a week before, maybe 2 weeks before, Jake will be able to tell me, have they announced the lineup for this one yet?
I don't think so.
It's kind of top secret who's actually going to be performing. It's up and coming new comedians from the national circuit, and we have three performing on the Brew Ha Ha night, and it's great to watch, and you get to see some new names, and then some of them Laura Lex, I think, came last year as part of a Brew Ha Ha. She's actually a local girl, and now living in Brighton, but she was from this area, and now she's coming and doing an entire show herself later in the year. So you can see that these up and comers are just so good to see when they're, you know, starting out, if you like. So Brew Ha Ha's going great, and then obviously we've got the big comedians as well. So in August we've got Gary Delaney, we've got Joe Pasquale. I don't want to give away too many secrets about what's going on in the autumn because that'll be in the next brochure, but they are on sale on the website, so if you want to look and see. So many top comedians coming. It's really good, really exciting. And have a curry at the same time as well.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Great idea. Superb. What else?
Well,
further afield? Or
yes. Can I mention the big C word? Christmas.
Yeah, if you insist.
Yes. We talk about Christmas all year round. So very, very happy to announce. Well, we announced it a while ago. This year's production is the Brewhouse Theatre's own production of Pinocchio. Which is a really good script. It's a really good script. We have our youth ensemble from our local community, and there was about, I think there's 24 young people in it this year, and we've had applications from about 150 young people
wow.
want to be in it.
Wow.
So they're auditioning in a couple of weeks' time, because then they do an intensive training week in the summer holidays just to get going. And then the professional cast, that is now out to casting at the moment. We've had quite a few applications already. It's just really exciting. So really looking forward to that.
Lovely. That is so. Well, that's going to be great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I should think that's going to get pretty booked up, isn't it?
Last year,
think about that in advance.
Absolutely. You can book the tickets now. We do seven schools performances as well, so schools can reserve their seats. They're going really fast. But yeah, you can book your tickets now, particularly if you want a like Christmas Eve. If you want to come see it on Christmas Eve, start your Christmas right. Book your tickets now because that one sells so fast.
That That's a good idea. Get my mum at Christmas.
Yeah.
The first time in ages might get a ticket for that. Oh, definitely. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Vicky, you have got so much going on down there. It is amazing. And you've covered so much this morning as well.
Thank you.
That's great. That really is. And looking forward to you. So you've got your quick summary. You've got your doggy gathering with St. Charles on the 20th.
Yeah. 20th of July. 13th of July, we've got the Taunton Youth Culture Arts Festival taking place. And then later on in the year, Taunton Together Festival we're part of. So 28th of September. So look out for details about that, because that's going to be a huge event around town.
Yeah, that's a great get together, that one, isn't it?
It is. Going to be good fun.
That's really good. Vicky, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Jackie.
Thank you, Jake. Jake is sort of there looking, looking on. Yeah, he is. He's looking on. Right, so thank you so much for joining me this morning. We hope to catch up with you again in a month. You've
Definitely.
Always got so much to tell us about.
I know.
So much to tell us about. But we're going to be playing a bit of ABC next with When Spooky Sings. So, and that is a connection here.
There is a connection, because the lovely, lovely Martin Fry, I have met him before. Who's the lead singer of ABC, he's actually coming and doing an audience with at the Brewhouse in October. So that's a good one to come and see as well. Really, really nice man. Really.
She's
nice
name man. Dropping, look. Name dropping.
I met him at a festival, an 80s festival. He was just out around the crowd before performing himself. So I'm just very happy to chat to anybody. It was lovely.
How lovely.
Really nice guy.
How lovely. So that's something to look forward to as well.
Definitely.
I'm telling you, you're rocking down there, aren't you? Absolutely rocking. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we'll catch up again in a month.
Perfect. Thank
Take
you,
care then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Looking for a fun night with your family and friends? Join us at Taunton Brewhouse. Our theatre programme is full of entertaining and exciting events for all ages, from captivating plays to electrifying gigs. Not only that, but we also host exclusive film screenings, and our workshops offer great learning opportunities for all. Our warm and inviting atmosphere ensures a comfortable and enjoyable experience for everyone. So gather your loved ones and head over to Taunton Brewhouse. Get your tickets today at tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk or call the box office on 01823 283 244.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
And a big thanks to Jackie and, of course, to Vicky from the Brewhouse for another monthly update. As they said, they'll be back next month with that. And we'll find out a little bit more about what's going on in our County Towns Theatre. Right, we've just got time to get one more thing squeezed in this evening. And that, of course, is your movie soundtrack. Right, let's see where we're taking you off to today. Well, we're going to take you back to one of the biggest movies of the 1990s. This came out in 1993, in June, surprisingly. Okay, it cost $63 million to make, but although that was a fair amount of money, I think it did quite well at the box office, because it ended up bringing in $1.1 billion, and that was just at the box office. That didn't include merchandise sales, which for the first film reached in excess of $65 million. That was just the merchandise. Now, the film itself was based on a book that was written by a rather prolific American author who also bought us the likes of ER as well. We are, of course, talking about the 1993 release of the very first Jurassic Park movie. It was directed by Steven Spielberg, produced by Kathleen Kennedy, and had a fantastic cast, which included Sam Neill, Laura Dern, Jeff Goldblum, and, of course, Richard Attenborough. Now, if you're going to produce a movie that's this big, who are you going to go for the soundtrack? I wonder. Maybe John Williams.
Thank you.
unmistakably John Williams with the theme from Jurassic Park back from 1993. And that is our movie theme of the week. And that is also my time literally with you done for this Sunday. I'll see you again next Sunday at the same time when we will do it all over again. We'll have another show to look into with our show of the week, another movie as well, and all your local theatre news. So please do join me for that. Until then, look after yourself, enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you back here next Sunday at the same time. Take care.
Thanks for being a great audience. This has been That's Entertainment, supported by Taunton Brewhouse. For live theatre, music, comedy, talks, workshops and more, visit tauntonbrewhouse.co.uk.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.